to our Sunday school class here this morning. And this is our baby dedication day, and we are always excited when we get to do that. We have several babies that we're going to be dedicating. One of them is already with us, the father and mother, and the other three are on their way. So pastor likes to take advantage of this time to sort of talk about raising our children and the importance of being biblical moms and dads. And we're just going to speak a little bit about it here today, and then we'll go right into the dedication of these precious children. You don't need to stand. I'm going to be reading from Genesis chapter 7 and verses 12 through 16. And the word of the Lord says, "And the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. In the self same day entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah, Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with them into the ark. They and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, every bird of every sort. And they went in unto Noah into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. And they that went in male and female, all flesh, as God had commanded him. And the Lord shut him in." Father, for the next few minutes here today, I pray that you speak to our hearts. There is absolutely nothing more important than how we raise our children in the fear and admonition of the Lord. We are commanded of you through your word that we are to lead our children, that they might understand your ways, experience your love, and abide in your presence. I pray this morning that every mom and dad that is here, and especially those that are dedicating their precious newborns, that something would get a hold of our heart, our mind, and our spirit, that we would understand the urgency and sincerity, the importance of being that spiritual father and spiritual mother, that our children might know you in all of your power and glory. We ask it in the wonderful, mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And everybody say amen. Amen. This is a very common passage of Scripture, but within it are some truths which, if we can get a hold of them, I think it'll help us as a mom and a dad to do everything within our power, within our ability, to raise our children in such a way that in this untoward generation, a generation of time of humanity where men are walking away from God, when it seems like every invention, every pursuant of mankind is anti-God. It is not to help humanity to know their Creator, but it is to teach humanity that they are their own gods, their own help, and their own support, and they don't need a God. That's the generation we live in. And in that generation, if there has ever been a generation that our children need to see mom and dad serving and living for God, no matter what the circumstances are, or what the difficulties that life brings to us, God will always be first. Today is that day. Our children need to see us walk with God. Now, I want to look at a couple of things here that I think might help us. In Genesis chapter 6, and verse number 9, we learn a little bit more about this man called Noah. Now, Noah was commanded of God to build this ark where him and his household might be saved. And dads, this is what this is all about. The teachings of the Word of God, the instructions of the Word of God, they give us everything that we need to have in order to build an ark in a world of adversity where wickedness is coming in upon our families and our children like a flood. But if we can get a hold of the material of the Word of God, we can get a hold of the commandments of God, the teachings of God, the wisdom and the instruction of God's Word, we can put together a safe place in our home that when the floods of wickedness come against us, rather than being overwhelmed and rather than being drowned, we will see our family being lifted up above the adversities of the wicked one and of this world and of the wicked devices of humanity. And that's what this is about. I cannot do it on my own. So many times I look at our own children, Elizabeth and I, our four children that we raised, and we are so thankful that they love God. And they serve God on their own. But I'm going to tell you, I look at my life. I look at my mistakes. I look at everything through the years, the last 25 years of raising these children. And I know that I did not do everything right. I was not perfect in my administration. Perfect in the application of God's Word. Perfect in walking before God. Perfect in everything that the Word of God commands. So I bring to you today hope, and I want to show you here in the Word of the Lord that perfection is not what God is requiring out of me and out of you, but what He is requiring is that we do our best to obey the Word of God, implement the Word of God, and stand strong upon truth in our families. And where we lack and where we come short, God will step in and make up the gap. And He will make sure that your boat floats when the storm comes. You say amen. Now, Genesis chapter 6, verse number 9. And these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man. Everybody say a just man. Perfect in his generation. Now, I want you to see how God puts that. God didn't say he was a perfect man. God said he was perfect in his generation. You got to understand, in the generation of Noah, there was only, to my knowledge and your knowledge, there was only one man with any righteousness at all. And that was Noah. We don't even really know about his wife and children. We just know he was man enough to get them in the boat. I guarantee you, after the flood, they were pretty happy they had a dad that knew how to hear the voice of God. Otherwise, they'd have been out there with everybody else. So it wasn't that Noah was a perfect man, but it was that in his generation, no matter how wicked it was, he sought the ways of God. That serving God and living for God and obeying God in the best of his ability was the desire of his heart. And that is all that you need to have. God will make up the rest for you. He was a just man. Everybody say he was a just man. Perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with God. This is the key, Dad, Mom. This is the key. Noah walked with God. Every day that you get up, you recognize that we live in a world that everything that's going on in it is against God. Our education, our government, theology, the philosophy of men, the ways of men, everything's against God. But if you will get up every day and say, God, help me walk with you today. Help me be the perfect man in my generation. Help me, to the best of my ability, walk with you. It will impact your family, and you will see them serve God and live for the Lord. So the first thing that we notice here is that to raise a child in this generation so that he or she, when they come to the place of accountability, understanding, the time when they can make their own decisions, we want to raise our children in such a way that, like Moses did, he the Bible says he waited out and he chose to suffer the afflictions of the children of God rather than enjoy the pleasures of sin. So somehow in our walking with God and putting things in the hearts of our children, when the time of decision comes, we must do it in such a way that when they weigh the balance, and that, you know, they see mom and dad do what? Go through hard times, go through tough times and difficult times, and things weren't always right. Things weren't always beautiful. But mom and dad served God. They never gave up on God. They stayed in the house of God. They stayed in the Word of God. They stayed in their prayer closet and they served the Lord. And your children will see God eventually bring you out and stabilize you versus watching their others that did not serve God, things go bad. Next thing you know, families are divorced, and dad's an alcoholic, and mom has a nervous breakdown. Family falls apart. Listen, if you'll serve God, they'll see with their own eyes. The best thing to do is get on this boat, because there's a storm coming, and this is the only thing that's going to work. It's going to take a father and a mother who wants to do right. The Bible says that Noah was just. He was a just man. So what does it mean to be a just man? Proverbs 20:7 says, the just man, he walketh in his integrity, his children are blessed after him. If we're going to be a just man, and when I say just man here, I'm talking about be it man or mom. And I understand that we may be dedicating children today where dad isn't here, dad isn't around, and dad forsook, died, whatever may have happened. And so I want to bring hope to you, Mom, that God will be a father to the fatherless, and he'll help fill those gaps for you. If you'll obey this, God will step in for you. And if you'll serve God, God will bring a man into your life that'll be a father to your child. Yes, he will, to help you raise that child. But if Mom and Dad is here, you better count your blessings and give God praise for it. And we need to walk in our integrity. A just man walks in his integrity. But where does he get that integrity? He gets that integrity from God. He gets it from the Word of God, learning what integrity is. And then he walks in that integrity to the best of his ability. In other words, what the Bible is saying is that a just man doesn't say one thing with his mouth and do another thing with his actions. Because you cannot say to your children, do as I say and not as I do. It will not work. It will not work. Our actions speak louder than our words. We must walk in our integrity. If we preach it, we better walk it. They need to see Mom and Dad living what they believe. Am I in an apostolic church? Okay, do we believe what I'm preaching, or am I off my rocker? I'm just wondering here. Or are we just all guilty? Maybe we're just all guilty. Proverbs 24 and 16, stay with the preacher. For a just man falleth. Everybody say falleth. Say mess up. Get it wrong. Ever done that? I'm trying to think. Yeah, I think I have. In fact, I was just thinking today. Yeah, today I have. I've messed up today now that I think about it. The just man walketh in his integrity, but the just man falleth seven times. What makes you just, Mom? What makes you just, Dad? The just man falleth seven times, but he rises up again. The wicked falls and they stay down. But the just man, he messes up. But when he falls, he gets back up, dusts himself off, and says, God, I'm sorry. I know what your word says, but I dropped the ball. But I'm going to get back up and I'm going to go at it again until I get this thing right. That's what our children need to see. Never give up. Never quit. Keep going. Whatever it takes, keep going. God loves you. God will forgive you. God will help you. God will provide for you. But they got to see it. Tell your neighbor, they have to see it. You can't say it and then live it a different way. And I'm going to tell you, baby dedication is not for the baby. Your baby's not going to remember a word I say today unless you get the CD. By the time she's old enough or he's old enough to listen to the CD, they won't even be able to play CDs. They'll say, what's this? What's that? What's this round thing here? Well, that's a CD. Well, what's a CD? Well, back when I was young, we used to listen to things on this. He or she's not going to remember a word I say today. Listen, baby dedication isn't for the baby. Baby dedication is for Mom and Dad. Mom and Dad comes here today, and this is what you're doing. You're coming here today and you're saying, God, I thank you for the life that you have given me. I thank you for this precious baby that you have put in my hands. And that precious little boy you hold, Dad. Mom, hold, got in your lap right now. God gave that to you. Amen. Are you Dad? Okay. Your granddad, my God, man, you look young. Hope I look like you when I'm, what are you, 82? I'm just kidding, buddy. All right, granddad and mom, right? Is that mom or grandma? That's mom, that's granddad and grandmother. Where's mom and dad? That's okay. Are y'all going to raise the baby? Then you're mom and dad. That's all I got to know. You're mom and dad. You're going to raise him. God bless you, spoiled little brat. That's what grandparents do, you know, right? Can you imagine being raised by granddad and grandma? You get everything you want. So I'm going to try to help you here today, all right, not to spoil him too much. All right, buddy. So we can't say something and not back it up with our actions. However, we need to understand that we are not perfect, but we do serve a perfect God. But he's a loving and forgiving God. And so our children need to see that when we mess up, you don't give up. You get back up. That's what makes you just. That you get up one more time more than what you fell down. That's all God is concerned about. Just don't stay down. Don't stay in the mud. Don't throw in the towel. Get back up. Dust yourself off and start walking with God again. It's the only way you're going to finish the boat, Noah. I'm sure things went wrong. Mom and Dad over here, are we dedicating this one to? Okay, I just want to know who I'm hollering at. So our children need parents that don't give up. Everybody say, don't give up. That's what makes you just. You don't give up. You don't give up on what? You don't give up on one another. Your wife is not perfect. Your husband is not perfect. You commit to one another and you stay with it through thick and thin. And when you stay with it, you'll put something in that young man, that young lady, that when they grow up and things get tough, they won't give up. They'll understand the path of righteousness and they'll stay with it. They'll know that life is not a bowl of cherries. It's actually just a bowl of pits. It's the pits, as they say. Things go wrong every day, everywhere, all the time. But we stay with it. We don't give up. We don't give up on each other. We don't give up on our marriage. Marriage is not about a funny feeling. Marriage is about commitment. Listen, when everything's going right and you're all lovey-dovey and everybody feels great and feels good and everything's just perfect, those are few and far between. You better cherish those moments. Because in about 9 minutes, life's going to set in. Right? Anybody been married? We don't give up on each other. We don't give up on marriage. And you don't give up on your children. It don't matter how much they mess up, how much they drop the ball, how bad it goes. You never give up on your children. That's the only thing that's going to save them. It's the only thing that's going to keep them. They know that mom and dad still believes in them, still loves them, no matter what's going wrong. And just about when they're fixed to throw in the towel, they'll remember there is somebody that loves me. It's my parents. It's my God. I do have somewheres to go. Never give up on your kids. Never give up on your God. Somebody say, a just man falleth, but he gets back up. So that's what makes us just. The Bible says Noah was just. He messed up, no doubt, but he got back up. He was perfect in his generation. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction, for righteousness. That's what we're doing here today. It's baby dedication. We're telling you that mom and dad, this is what you got to do. You got to walk with God. You got to serve God. Or your children are going to end up out on the street somewheres. This is a tough world. Scriptures for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction of righteousness. And I've got to close. I'm nowhere near done. But verse number 17 says that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So how do we become perfect in our generation like Noah? we become perfect in our generation by staying in the Word. Staying in the Word. And no matter how many times you fail and how many times you mess up or how miserable you think things may be, you stay in the book. I'm telling you, in the end, they're going to get on the boat, and when the flood comes, the boat's going to float, and you and your family are going to be saved because you never gave up. You never gave up. Never gave up on your God. Never gave up on your marriage. Never gave up on your children. No matter what they've done, you never gave up on them. How can you give up on your kids? All you got to do is think back to your own stinking childhood. You know what a kind of a rat you were. If it wasn't for God, you'd be dead. You wouldn't even be here. You can't give up on just because you got all godly and got God and got all up in Jesus, and now you're raising your kids and you expect them to be so perfect. You weren't perfect, but you're here because somebody didn't give up on you. God didn't give up on you. And he walked with God. He walked with God. Every day you have to get up and you have to walk with God every day. I'm gonna continue to speak, but as I do that, I want my families that are, you have your babies, grandma, grandpa, bring that boy up here. Mom and dad, bring that boy up here. That's two of you. I think we had four. Did the other, anyone else right here? No? Okay, I'm sorry, sweetie. My wife didn't give me my list. We were out of town this weekend. We didn't get in until 2 o'clock this morning. Went to bed about 3. Don't tell nobody your grandpa, man. You look like dad. And you look like, yeah, and you look like mom. You guys look so young. This is so awesome. Bless you. Hey, Mom, there you are. Are these the only two that are here that made it? Okay, good, good. So this is what we're going to do. I'm just going to say a few words to you. And I kind of hinted to this earlier, that baby dedication really isn't about the children. I know you told me. What's his name?
Ashawn.
Charles. Can I call him Charles?
Yes.
Okay. What's her name?
Kalia.
With a K? Yes. Kalia. Kalia, okay. So this is Kalia's. And this is Ashawn. Okay, Ashawn. Okay. All right. So baby dedication is really about mom and dad. It's not about Kalia or Ashawn. And what we're doing here today is we're saying, God, you gave me life. And I'm going to give life back to you. Because we know that our eyes are not all seeing. Our arms can't reach everywhere. And that there's going to be times that Ashawn and Kalia are going to be out of our protection and out of our reach. And so we're saying, God, we need your help. That's what you're doing today. You're giving them back to him for his protection, his love, and his guidance. The second thing that you're saying is that you're recognizing to God that indeed this is actually his gift to you. This is your gift to me. And you are recognizing the responsibility that God's given you to raise Ashawn in God, to raise Kalia in the fear and admonition of God. You're recognizing your own weakness and inability to do a perfect job and asking God to make up the difference on that. Now, we're going to pray over them. We're going to ask God to keep them from all childhood diseases, watch over them and protect them. Listen, I have seen God spare the life of my children, spare their life. Could have died, could have drowned. God spared their life. And it's because we dedicated them to him. And God has a purpose for Kalia. and for Ashan. Now, Grandma and Grandpa, I know that y'all think one day Ashan's going to grow up and God's going to want to send him to some foreign country on some foreign continent to preach his word. And you're not going to want to let him go. But what you're doing today is you're saying, God, whatever you want to do in Ashan's life, I'm telling you, he's yours. I'm just going to be his overseer. And Kalia, you know what's going to happen, right? She's going to grow up and some hotshot evangelist going to come through here and she's going to fall in love and they're going to hook up and he's going to take her away from you and travel around this country preaching God's word. And that's what you're doing today. You're saying, Lord, whatever you want to do with Kalia, she's yours. I'm just your overseer. Okay, now, Kalia, Dad, this is the word of God. It's Kalia's Bible. Now, Kalia cannot read, okay? Grandpa, but I'm just going to call you Dad. Okay. That's the word of God. Ashan cannot read. So whose responsibility is it? That is right. No, it's Dad's. He's priest. That's what I'm trying to get in his head. Don't butt in here, Grandma. All right. No, I'm speaking. Dad, you're the priest of the home. Putting that word in her and his heart is your responsibility. And God will hold you accountable for that. He'll hold you accountable for that. To be the priest of your home, to build your home on a godly foundation, to build a boat that no matter what comes against it, no matter what storm arises, your boat will float above the tide of adversity and sin. And it will if you build it on the word. Now, Mom, this is the letter of certificate of dedication, okay? So I give that to Mom, certificate of dedication. We have that in a plaque for you somewheres. In a bag. Because your mom, you know, us dads, we don't have a whole lot to do with this, bringing this thing into the world stuff, you know. But moms have everything to do with it. So this is Mom's little Kalia and Mom's little Ashan, right? Okay. And so you're holding the certificate of dedication because you're the one that is really taking life that came out of you and giving it back to God and asking for his protection. And you're the one that's going to, moms are the glue. You know, dads, we go to work, come home, and watch football. That's pretty much life. A couple other things maybe. Moms are the ones that hold everything together, pull everything together. Mom's the one that makes sure Kalia and Ashan follows the words and teachings of their father. Mom's the one that gets the switch off the plum tree and coats it with rubber and marshmallows and then spanks them. Church, let's stand. And so we're going to pray. We're going to pray over these babies. Brother Powell is going to get the oil. And so Brother Powell is going to help me. We're going to anoint the children, dedicate them to the Lord, and we're going to pray for Mom and Dad as well. All right? Awesome. Amen. Thank you. All right. There you go. Come right on up here, Brother Powell. Okay. So we're going to anoint with oil. Ooh. I love her. It's beautiful. Just anoint Ashan. Lay hands and we're going to pray the prayer of faith. Church, will you stretch your hands forward? Father, I lay hands upon these precious children that these moms and dads have brought before you because they love you, they serve you, they walk with you. Lord, we understand our inadequacies. We understand our inability to do everything that needs to be done. So we stand before you and we present these children to you, God, Kalia and Ashan. And we ask you, Lord, put an angel beside them. Walk with them, oh God. Never let them out of your sight. Father, I lay hands upon them and I say, keep them from all childhood diseases. Protect them, God. God, with your blood and with your power. And Lord, as you have given them to mom and dad, we give them back to you today, oh God, to use for your glory, to raise, Lord, under your anointing, God, that they might know you and walk with you and be mightily used of you. It is our prayer, Father. We thank you for it, Lord. We dedicate them to you. We release them to you, Father. And we pray for dad, oh God. And we pray for mom, Lord Jesus, today, oh God, for wisdom and for knowledge upon them, strength to stand in adversity, to raise these children in the fear and admonition of God, to know your word, to walk in your word, to live the life before them, Father. Oh, to stay consecrated and dedicated to whatever it takes, Lord, that this child might know and see a living testimony of righteousness and justness in this untoward generation. We dedicate these children to you. We dedicate their lives to you. Help us, oh God, to raise them. Help us, oh God, we pray, to do what is right in their life. And we pray this prayer of dedication in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray it in the power of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. And let the congregation shout, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 So from this moment forward, it's up to mom and dad to make sure that this dedication remains in their life until Kalia and Ashan reach that age where they make their own decision. And if you do your best, I didn't say be perfect. Just do your best, right? Follow the word and walk in your integrity. Walk in your knowledge of the word to the best of your ability, and they will make the right decisions. Never give up on them. Amen. Turn around and face the congregation. Congregation, let's congratulate them for this dedication. God bless them in Jesus' name. We're going to take a couple of pictures here, so don't go anywhere. We give you 5 minutes. Go freshen up. Do what you want to do. And we'll be right back for our main church service here in just a few minutes.